I do remember feeling very at home in the feminist book fair environment, where you were talking about ideas and politics and power and that kind of thing in a way which wasn't Women in Publishing's main focus. And certainly by that time, it was a completely different main committee. They were younger, they had their own agendas, and I think it was less radical, but it was a more of a professional organisation. And also, because there was a constant sort of new influx, maybe, you know, people had to kind of learn, you know, learn it all over again. And they were obviously younger people coming in. There was a recession looming. People were more worried about their jobs. People, I mean, it was more expensive to live, particularly in London. I think people were more worried about keeping their jobs. There were a lot of redundancies, there were a lot of amalgamations over that period. And so people were nervous about how they were perceived. I mean, that was always an issue. I think there were some people who didn't care if they were seen as radical, and some people who were really concerned not to be.